Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
He's looking at you, kid.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Here's Johnny.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. This week, one of my favourite films of all time from 1998, The Big Lebowski. Well, this is a crime comedy and it was written, directed and produced and co-edited by Joel and Ethan Coen. And of course, it stars Jeff Bridges, also Joan Goodman, Julianne Moore, Steve Buscemi and David Hoddleston. Great, great film. It's all about the dude. Here's the trailer.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. You know, that or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski? Ah!
Employed?
Do you like sex, Mr. Lebowski?
Is this your only ID? Ow!
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude.
Your name's Lebowski, Lebowski.
Jeff Lebowski, the other Lebowski, the millionaire.
I received this ransom note this morning.
This is a bummer, man.
They want you to take the money and act as courier.
Playing, man.
What the hell is this?
My dirty undies, dude. The whites.
Let's take that hell.
Why should we settle for 20 grand when we can keep the entire million?
I know you're mixed up in all this.
Playing one side against the other in bed with everybody.
Blow them.
Huh?
Fabulous stuff.
What?
Who's sitting on $1 million?
We want some money.
Ah! Sitting in the trunk of our car.
Where's my damn money?
Say, dude, where is your car?
Who's got your undies, Walter?
This is a very complicated case, Maude. You know, a lot of ins, a lot of outs.
Is this your homework, Larry?
And I would like my undies back.
A lot of strands to keep in my head, man.
Whoa! Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, eh?
I like your style, dude.
I have no choice but to tell these bums to do whatever is necessary to recover their money from you.
They were Nazis, dude?
They were nihilists, man. They kept saying they believed in nothing. You figured, oh, here's a loser, you know, a deadbeat.
Well, aren't ya?
Well, yeah.
You cannot drag this negative energy into the tournament.
Jeffrey.
Bond?
Love me.
That's my robe.
I'm throwing rocks tonight.
It don't matter to Jesus. This could be a lot more complex. I mean, it's not just, it might not be just such a simple, you know?
Well, it follows the life of Jeffrey the Dude Lebowski, a Los Angeles slacker, and avid bowler who gets assaulted as a result of a mistaken identity, then learns that a millionaire also named Jeffrey Lebowski was the intended victim. Well, the music is pretty quirky as well as the film. Here we got started out now. Sons of the Pioneers kicks off.
And tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind. No gone, that a new world's born at dawn.
to myself, I might not take it anymore. Take a woman like your kind to find the man in me. But oh, what a wonderful feeling just to know. Cause he doesn't wanna turn into some machine. Take a woman like you to get through the man in me. La 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 la.
To back with Bob Dylan there. Well, the film is loosely inspired by the work of Raymond Chandler. Joel Cohen stated he wanted to do a Chandler kind of story, how it moves episodically and deals with the characters trying to unravel a mystery, as well as having a hopelessly complex plot that's ultimately unimportant. Well, the original score was composed by Carter Burwell, a long-time collaborator of the Coen brothers, but lots and lots of great tracks. So we continue now with a track taking us up to the break. Mucha Machaba.
Mucha Muchacha. Mucha Muchacha. Mucha Muchacha. Mucha Muchacha. Mucha Muchacha. Mucha Muchacha. Mucha Muchacha.
Tarzan, you Jane, me muchacho, you muchacha.
Oh, you muchacho, me muchacha.
Wow, too much of a girl. Mucha muchacha.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
I look at her and she looks at me. In her eyes I see the sea. I don't see what she sees in a man like me. She says she loves me. Her eyes. Yeah, her eyes are a blue million miles. far as I can see, she loves me. She sees in a man like me, and she says she loves me. Yeah, her eyes are a blue million miles. Yeah, her eyes, oh, her eyes are a blue million miles.
Captain Beefheart, and your eyes are blue a million miles. Well, The Big Lebowski received mixed reviews at the time of its release. Reviews have since become largely positive, and the film has garnered a cult following, noted for its eccentric characters, comedic dream sequences, idiosyncratic dialogue, and eclectic soundtrack. Well, in 2014, the film was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant. Like that a lot, don't you? In D minor from the movie The Big Lebowski. Well, in 1991, this is the plot, by the way, slacker and bowler Jeffrey the Dude Lebowski is attacked in his Los Angeles home by two enforcers for porn kingpin Jackie Treehorn, to whom a different Jeffrey Lebowski's wife owes money. Well, one enforcer urinates on the dude's rug before they realize that they have the wrong man and leave, having caused the damage. Here are the Gypsy Kings. Creedence Clearwater Revival run through the jungle. Well, after consulting his bowling partners, Vietnam veteran Walter Sobchak and Donny Karabalsos, the dude visits philanthropist Jeffrey Lebowski, the big Lebowski, requesting compensation for the rug. Well, Lebowski refuses, but the dude tricks his assistant Brandt into letting him take a similar rug from the mansion. There you go. This is a strange one, but it's interesting. Listen. The walking song from Meredith Monk.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Okay, welcome back. The Big Lebowski, and by complete contrast of everything else we played, is Dean Martin from the movie The Big Lebowski here on Talk Radio with me, Alan T.
Standing on a corner watching all the girls go by. Standing on a corner watching all the girls go by. Brother, you don't know a nicer occupation. Matter of fact, neither do I. Than standing on a corner watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. I'm the cat that got the cream. Haven't got a girl, but I can dream. Haven't got a girl, but I can wish. So I take me down to Main Street, and that's where I select my imaginary dear. Standing on a corner watching all the girls go by. Giving all the girls the eye. Brother, if you got a rich imagination, give it a whirl, give it a try. Try standing on a corner, watch
watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. Brother, you can't go to jail for what you're thinking, or for the woo look in your eye. Standing on a corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
Piero Piccioni. And that's called Traffic Boom. Well, outside, he meets Lebowski's trophy wife, Bunny, and her German nihilist friend, Uli. Soon afterwards, Bunny is apparently kidnapped and Lebowski hires the dude to deliver a ransom. Well, that night, another group of thugs ambushes the dude, taking his replacement rug on behalf of Lebowski's daughter, Maud. Confused? Yeah, I am too. It's Debbie Reynolds now. And she's singing about Tammy, would you believe, from the movie The Big Lebowski, here on Director's Cut.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl, hooty hoos,
Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully. You'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I.
Chant into the mix, don't we? This is the Director's Cut. Alan's here with you. We've got a few more tracks to come from a very, very interesting film and a very interesting soundtrack too, back after the break.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. We're convinced that the kidnap was a ruse by Bunny. Walter fakes the ransom drop. He and the dude return to the bowling alley, leaving the briefcase of money in the dude's car. Well, while they're out bowling, the car is stolen. Yeah, of course. Well, the Duke is confronted by Lebowski, who is an envelope from the kidnappers containing a severed toe, supposedly Bunny's. Well, Maud asks the dude to help recover the money her father illegally withdrew from the family's charitable foundation. This is called You Luhon from the movie The Big Lebowski. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the police recover dude's car. The briefcase is missing, but the dude finds a sheet of homework signed by a teenager named Larry Sellers. Well, Walter learns that Larry is the son of Arthur Digby Sellers, a writer for the television show Branded that Walter reveres. Well, the dude and Walter visit Larry but get no information from him. Here is that theme from Branded. And the dude, if you want to cut a long story short, are bowling when a rival bowler, Hazel Quintana, interrupts them. Walter had previously stated that he could not bowl on Saturday since he is a Shomer Shabbos. Okay. Well, Quintana implies that he does not believe Walter's excuse for not bowling on Saturday. He threatens Walter and the dude and storms out. Well, outside the bowling alley, the nihilists set fire to the dude's car and demand the ransom money. Walter fights them off, but Donnie dies from a heart attack in the commotion. Unwilling to pay for an urn from the local crematorium, the dude and Walter opt to put Donnie's ashes in a coffee can instead. Well, on a cliff overlooking the Pacific Ocean, Walter eulogizes Donnie's death, but ruins it by referring to the fallen comrades in Vietnam as he scatters Donnie's ashes. Well, they're blown back onto the dude by an updraft. As Walter tries to brush off the ashes, the dude loses his temper and yells at him for everything that has happened. After apologizing and consoling the dude, the two go bowling. Well, winning at the end. It's ZZ Top now.
Y'all still want me to come with you?
Thank you.
fever, Las Vegas turning. Day into nighttime turning. Night into daytime, and you see it once. You never come home again.
Instantly recognisable, the Viva Las Vegas there by ZZ Top. Finally, with the bowling alley, the dude encounters the stranger, the movie's narrator, who sums up everything that happened in the film and states that while he didn't like seeing Donnie go, he remains inspired by the dude and that Maud is pregnant with Little Lebowski on the way. Thanks so much indeed for your company. Thanks to Mally and Eamon as always. We're going to go out with Nina Simone. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant stuff. Love it, love it, love it.
Baby never treats me sweet and gentle. The way
Cause I've done it so bad.
Listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.